Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Your author website should contain a very clearly marked section called Press Kit. In a nutshell, a press kit is a host of information about you and your book all in one place. Imagine you're a journalist, and you want to do a story about a local author, but you're in a big city, so you have several up-and-coming authors in mind. You go to the first author's website, and sure, he has a short bio, a few links to his books, and a page with a contact form. Pretty basic. Unfortunately, it doesn't do you much good because it leaves you with more questions than answers, and you only have half a day to put this whole article together because you're working under a deadline, and you've already spent 5 minutes clicking around his site in the hopes of finding more in-depth information, but to no avail. You've got 10 more authors to check out, and not a lot of time to do it. The next author's website is much better. She has a page that's entirely devoted to facts and information about her, and pictures, both of her and her book. And it was easy to find because she had a link that said Press Kit. Suddenly, you have everything you've ever wanted to know, including some common interview questions you could ask her. So what are you, as a journalist, going to think about the second author? Probably that she takes herself more seriously, presents herself more professionally, and would be ready at a moment's notice to be interviewed. So you can see how easy that choice was. And you may think, I have a long way to go until I reach the stage where someone would want to interview me. But you should still put up as much of this as you can. It's entirely possible that the first author has done some interviews and does book speaking engagements, but just doesn't advertise it well, whereas the second author hasn't had that exposure, but still took the time to compile this information. The press kit is pretty simple in concept. You'll also hear it referred to as a media kit or media room, but whatever you call it, it's basically anything that anyone would want to know about you as an author, all on one page of your website, or several pages, but make sure that if you spread it out over several pages, that each page is easily accessed from one main page. You don't want to make people click around too much to find the information they're looking for, or they may get frustrated and give up. But it's not just journalists and big print media who might need the press kit. How about a blogger who wants to review your book? Or a bookstore that's interested in carrying your book and setting up an event with you. These people can really help get the word out about your book in their own ways, and they're not going to want to spend half an hour clicking around your site, gathering each piece of information one at a time. So tomorrow, we'll talk about what you should be including in your author press kit for sure, and what it's sometimes nice to have. Of course, what you end up including or not including will depend on your situation, but as long as the essentials are there, you'll attract that much more attention. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywright.com/authors. dreamplaywright.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Playwright podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.